There's nothing lightweight about Elizabeth Kostova's first novel, The Historian. At 642 pages, it's a hefty piece of work. But even when your arms are tired, it's hard to put down, with its use of legend, obscure signs, exotic locations, and choice bits of fact to create a personal quest for the infamous creature of the Transylvanian night, Dracula. Elizabeth Kostova spent 10 years writing The Historian, and she joins us from the studios of NPR member station WUOM. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Leanne.
I know you've been asked this question before, but it's one that needs to be asked. What makes your book different from all the other Dracula books? And there's a huge library of them.
I like to think that what makes mine different is that it's an attempt to blend the Dracula legend we know from Bram Stoker and Hollywood with the historical Dracula, a real figure, Vlad the Impaler of Wallachia, who lived in the late 15th century.
Mm-hmm. And so what you try to do is bring in little bits of both of those stories. What was the occasion of your introduction to the Caped Bloodsucker?
Well, it was a very personal introduction, strange as that sounds. My father is a professor and a great storyteller, and when I was a little girl, he somehow began telling me tales of Dracula that were pleasantly creepy and based on the Stoker novel and the wonderful Hollywood classics he grew up with. And like a lot of children, I was fascinated by Dracula. And he told these stories to me while we were traveling in Eastern and Western Europe, where he had fellowships to teach. And then, to be honest, I kind of forgot about Dracula for years and years until, well, about 11 years ago, when I started thinking about a structure for a novel and realized that these stories of my father might make a good novel structure. Then I thought to myself, well, what if at the end of each tale the young listener hears from her father, she discovers that Dracula himself is listening as well?
Really? You don't want to elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, just to say that as soon as I thought of that, I was thoroughly creeped out myself and went and wrote down a lot of notes. And I realized very early on that I wanted to involve the historical Dracula as well.
Tell us a little bit about the historical figure. Maybe something new that you learned about Vlad the Impaler, who was the traditional model for the vampire.
Well, something I learned that was certainly new to me is the fact that Vlad the Impaler of Wallachia, which is a region in what's now Romania, and he also ruled part of Transylvania, he was really a very complex figure. He was a sadistic tyrant, which was what has won him his name in history. But he was also, for many Romanians, a national hero who held back the borders of the Ottoman Empire longer than almost anyone else in Central Europe. And he combined a kind of ferocious bravery and strength with this psychotic violence which he wreaked on his own people as well. He also was so much feared among the Ottoman Turks that people in Istanbul during his lifetime were afraid that he would actually make it to their city and kind of attack them in their beds hundreds of kilometers from Wallachia. And it's easy to imagine, you know, mothers in Istanbul, even during Dracula's lifetime, saying, "Be good or Dracula will come and get you."
Is there a story that began with a historical fact in your book that sort of really blossomed in your imagination?
Yes, there certainly is. There's and that is the main plot line of the story. I used a real historical mystery, which is the mystery of what became of Vlad the Impaler's remains after his death. This is a mystery that has inspired some very serious archaeology in Romania. And everything in my plot line up through that mystery is carefully based on what we know of Vlad the Impaler's life from medieval sources. And from that mystery, moving on from that mystery, I created a kind of speculation of something that obviously didn't happen to his remains, but could have. And the 20th century characters, the other three storylines in the book, which are all woven together, all the 20th century characters are very much characters of the imagination.
You know, for a first novel, this is doing extremely well. You've received a lot of press. It's getting good reviews. It's being touted as a terrific summer read. What has post-publication life been like for you?
It's very startling. It has been a wonderful adventure. It's certainly not anything I ever expected to happen. And also very moving to encounter readers who are experiencing the story that was so close to my heart for so long. That is something that is tremendously moving to any writer.
Has your father read the book?
Oh, yes, he read it. I wouldn't let him read it till it was all done. And as you might have noticed, I dedicated it to him to thank him for those wonderful childhood stories. And he certainly has seemed thrilled about it. And he often says that he is Dracula's biggest fan.
Elizabeth Kostova, her new book is called The Historian. It's published by Little Brown and Company. She joined us from member station WUOM in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Thank you and good luck with this.
Thank you so much, Leon.
You can read the first chapter of The Historian and many other new books at our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.